that area at that time, and there were a lot of true believers. Yeah. That's part of the wonderful thing. How does this guy get chosen as the one true believer that would go do the field goal, do the next 1,000 years of points in the game?
Because he's the guy that was willing to take the ball and run with it.
And get nailed to a stick.
Boy,
if you have that,
that's at the end, and he knew it. So,
or you won't get any breakfast.
I think we're taking a message from the sub zone.
Yes, little caller, what happened?
Little caller, don't you know who this is?
Shining like
we know who this is.
In a naughty
your
world.
Mama. It's not Jerry Jeff Caller Jr.
Bonk, 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 bonk.
My name is Jean-Jacques Biakis, pretty well famous on about the African world.
It is midnight. Midnight, but small thoughts if I have sleep. Full seldom may my friend such vigils keep. Visitor, gentle sleep with wings of healing. And let this storm be but a mountain birth. May all the stars shine bright above her dwelling, silent as though they watched the sleeping earth. With light heart may she rise, gay fancy, cheerful eyes. Joy lift her spirit, joy attune her voice. To her may all things live from pole to pole, their life the eddying of her living soul. O simple spirit guided from above, dear lady, friend, devoutest of my choice, thus mayest thou ever, evermore rejoice.
When we had a script, everybody could be heard. It was better then.
That's Are you
right.
referring to the Hinckley Commission?
Yes, Hinckley Commission must follow script. Do not worry about one gunman who blasted from side with mustache, puzzling evidence. No, no, not puzzling evidence.
As a quondam quotidian member of the Ed Hinckley Commission to investigate the assassination of Bob Dobbs, I resent the allegation and I defy the allegator who claims that my allegiance to my country is in any way compromised by my subgenius faith. I am and always remain an American.
Do you, Senator, continue to believe in torture in the public schools? The amendment.
Well, you've got to understand that it's not as simple as you might like to believe. The economy has to have paramount consideration. And, of course, we can't allow our daily needs to suffer simply because of the exaggerated complaints of an underprivileged few. I think that answers your question.
Well, what about your proposed amendment to make all students work at McDonald's for below minimum wage for 2 years after graduation from junior high school?
But the writer to that bill, which other party in Congress still continues to oppose, was that a small section of their frontal lobes would be removed and the electronic control developed by our friends in Silicon Valley implanted as per the conditions of the Karen Act. And thus, you see, these ethnics and minorities and other undesirables would be forced to enter the production line to create our McDonald's world state economy.
Well, I have to say that is an embarrassment to the American people, and I will not stand and I will not run for re-election on a supposed form of these ideas. To me, impossible.
We'll return to Damn Pain 84 in just a minute. Remember, it's only 30 days till
the erection. And now, a word from your caller.
Operate system, please. You are not in control.
It might be.
Ladies, please, don't squeeze the charmer.
It's just Happy New Year, Mark. It's just another robot caller.
Robot is not that.
Okay, we'll try it.
Which is not that. Which is.
Which is it, anyway?
But you're not there.
I'm
not where.
Next. I guess the 9-pound spiders have lost the gift of speech.
Well, thank heavens for one thing. I don't want to hear what they have to say.
You're here again.
I can understand their point of view.
Diving for dullards on the Subgenius Hour. Remember, there is a suggested dinosaur in every package.
A plastic one.
Yeah, but most of the packages have been broken open and the dinosaurs have been allowed to
By those damn kids.
Suggested from a church audience as only.
And once again, we must say, no, it's my church. And get your hands off him at church, okay?
Oh, well, keep your hands to yourself, fella.
Somewhere between. And here goes Philo. Here, Philo. Here, Philo.
And now we switch our image from single Philo to the rather crowded Subgenius Rec Room.
Yes, unfortunately it's the Mobius Rec Room.
Look at those glistening bodies shining with sweat.
Yeah, but it's not human sweat.
They sure know how to work up an unholy appetite.
Well, Doctor...
That's Dr. Proctor, and my friend here, Baker Faker, and Sailor Bailer, and Waiter Bader.
Waiter Bader?
Oh, he's not available now. I'll have
and Maxi Taxi.
Send you some of our kitchen.
Well, I guess there's Philo.
He doesn't seem to be
soon.
Answering. I can't leave the desk.
Baker, Baker.
Go and investigate.
He should be awake soon, believe me.
Believe me, everything's under control.
Yeah,
the show
those,
is continuing.
Don't understand what's going on. We're just about to contact one of the most unimportant members of the current Church of the Subgenius. But one of the most past important members, or something.
This is a great moment in history.
Or something.
We are
it's
about
true.
To make contact with one of the strangest creatures ever to be heard by mortal man.
And so, if you can't stand to listen to this guy, either can we.
If you can't stand the heat,
here he is.
Get out of the kitchen.
Here he is. Here he is.
Here he is. Himself.
It's Philo. It's Philo. It's.
Yes, his name was in the Philo facts.
Oh, we can't connect to Philo.
Caller,
because
you gotta hang up,
some
caller. Caller, hang up right now.
Diddly squat caller on the
line. I'll say this to Philo. It's true, I may smile owing to my profound faith in Bob.
I don't know what is.
Philo,
though I lost my career and I cry in my beer, this show is my only real job.
To speak to the common rank in Philo.
Hang up.
I'm afraid they hung up.
Wait.
Don't bring any hang-ups, man.
Well, yeah, it's going to be okay, Philo.
Don't get hung up on these trivial details.
That's it. Down, boy. Get the stick. Get the stick, boy. Get the stick. Get the stick, Philo. Get the stick. That's it.
That's right.
Bring it here. Bring it here.
Grab those dots, Philo. It's going to be okay. Oh, yeah. Come on, wake him up.
Now the pipe, boy. Now the pipe.
Stand up.
Do the pipe.
Sit up. Sit up, Philo. Come on, Philo. Wake up.
I'll be here in just a moment. He's putting on a t-shirt.
It's okay. It'll be all right.
It's the Sargassum Sea.
Like this.
Surrounding the Noosphere, the Sorghum Sea.
Even worse than the Great Molasses Flood.
Equipment you got there, Philo.
Sorghum precipitation.
The puppetoons of
epistemology.
As epistemizing on the puppetoons of epistemology.
Occasionally bedazzled and bedeviled mankind.
Okay, Philo, we're going to punch you in right now. Come on.
Okay, you there, punch me in, man.
And now, live from the.
And now, here's Philo!
Yeah, here's Philo.
Yeah, you're right. Sure.
Look at him, Philo.
Here is Philo. He's here. Hi, Philo, you're here now. Come on, Philo, speak up.
Speak up, there you are.
Philo! Oh, Philo, why did you come here to this show to hurt us now?
Well, you must understand that.
Connie there?
Well,
no
you remember
here.
When...
No
she was here a
no
while ago.
Con.
She was here a week
but
ago, or maybe two.
Con.
I wish I knew.
I was there with you'll be here Reverend Angry Larry and you.
You call
now,
that
of
possible?
Course,
he's
we have to call him
late November
Lord Reverend Angry Larry.
Ago.
But,
As long as I...
Yeah, well, we know about that part, but you know... What about this attempted resurrection of the corpse and their future...
Here, Dr. Philo, let me help you freshen up.
What about the resurrection of Bob in the spring?
What we're working on right now...
Time's uncoiling stainless spring.
Bob's personality. We had when the brain was robbed, someone supposedly siphoned out his personality into a jar.
Interesting. And, just as primitive savages believe that eating the brain of their antagonist.
Well, that's a good idea, but I hope you're going to get a better set of doctors
of what
this
a
time.
Brain tastes like.
We think that the
shouldn't
Bob
eat those.
Would be better and greater than the real Bob was.
It's true. It's true. And also, you know, Dr. Philo, Overman Philo, I should call you, I guess. The truth is that we have a theater date now, and we're wondering if you'd consent to speak in public for the first time in many years.
Talking about some guy named Bob, and I don't know if they're talking about the guy that washes their car, cuts their meat, does something like that, but I always go, who is this Bob? And it's really kind of funny because they'll go, you shouldn't be on this page if you don't know who Bob is. And I'm like,
yeah.
I know who Bob is, and I spell it properly. And, yeah. Then I was told that I was being too much of a Bobby hipster by Bobby.
You got that right.
Yeah. By being Bobby so strict, hipster. It's like, listen, I take this religion nearly seriously.
Oh, usually they get dogpiled by the, you know, the older and wiser one.
Right.
Well, that's depends on which Facebook group you're looking at.
Well, I was looking at the official X Day.
The official X Day? There shouldn't be anybody on there but members.
Right. Boy, Dr. Penny, I hope you got the answer to your question.
I asked the question
earlier.
Like, all kidding aside, how do you spell our Savior's name?
I know what you're aiming at, and it does deserve emphasis. Yeah.
Oh, I love it when they go, who are you to be more slackful than me?
The, right. In closing...
for one thing, I'm actually Reverend Ivan Stang, and you'd know that was
marks.
My pen name if you'd ever
double.
Really bother to read it.
Oh, yeah, the newest one is somebody going, how come Stang and Philo are never on here? And it's people were like, that was on the Church of the Subgenius one. So.
Yeah, well, nobody's satisfied.
Well, there's two Church of the Subgenius.
Some don't like it when Stang and Philo are on.
I just remember I kind of monitor and listen to these people go on.
There's an asinine one, and there's an official unofficial one that's run by our friends.
Yeah.
And it has G. Gordon Gordon and Pease.
Yes, he's over in Porto now.
Every other hour.
In Portugal.
And doesn't
Pickles has a pickup truck now.
Yeah, he does.
Pickles drives a pickup truck.
More deliveries that way.
Well, sure.
Pickles up truck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can find out what's up with Pickles and a whole bunch of other things just listening to this program.
Oh, no.
No?
Your we're not going to
talk about Pickles.
Our audience has doubled in size from 2.5 to 5.
Yes, these are very favorable trends. Our ratings are certainly increasing, and the back office is very pleased, guardedly. They say, just keep doing what you're doing.
Did it cost you anything for that?
Well, the word just got out from our announcement 5 minutes ago that Susie made it here. So that's
important.
You know, a bunch of people went, oh, okay, well, in that case, it's a real X Day, and I'll come.
It's X Day.
No phony X Day with no Ivan Stang.
Talk about bait and switch.
I don't know. There was some kind of Stang
Satan
bond there,
witch.
According to the tapes I heard. I
a
personally don't remember
impersonation
being there.
Of the original.
I just met Dr. X last night in the dark.
Paul's an automaton that would fool only the credulous.
I think that's him.
Oh, I've had terrible conversations out here that went on for 15 or 20 minutes with the wrong person. I thought I was talking to somebody. That happened yesterday. It happened again today. Happened horribly 2 years ago. I thought this person
How's
was
that again?
And I just went on and on and on. He thought I was insane. And I felt rather embarrassed when I figured it out.
Well, who did it turn out to be?
Reverend Christian, strangely enough.
Just like in Pilgrim's Progress?
I mean, his human street name.
Apparently Christian.
Sure, I know a guy named Christian.
That's a double conspiracy name, isn't it, being called Christian?
There's, well, at least, that was his last name.
Oh, okay.
There's another
Christian
one.
Angel,
Christian
or
Blatter,
Angel.
Who sends me a lot of very strange recordings and collages.
Yeah, what if we could just receive a normal recording for a change?
Musician.
Everything always has to be freaking strange.
He uses only analog synthesizers.
And the analog science fact, science fiction.
Analog magazines.
Analog magazines, yep.
So
he's in the true cut and paste.
Christian Blatter.
Paste
what
one right
like
here.
That, you don't need a funny name.
Wait, Christian Blatter.
President of the Funny Names Club of America.
Cool Hand Chris is the name he goes by.
Wow.
Anyway, but he'll never make it here.
If you can't make it there, you can't make it anywhere.
Can't make it anywhere.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
He was
in a big
5 minutes
you know?
True, Wisteria.
So true.
5 minutes?
Well, you know, we've talked about holding X Days and gatherings at Stang Ranch, which is
Yeah, I brought that up to you one year, and you were like, oh, no, never.
Oh, I'm laughing.
With the cactus and the rattlesnakes and the dinosaur tracks and the brush.
Cactus and scuttling scorpions.
Well, and cannibal rednecks.
There's dinosaurs that walk around your property. I've seen them.
Radioactive mutant rednecks, rattlesnakes engorged with venom.
I've gone to Google Maps.
115 in the shade.
I've watched the dinosaurs walk on Stang Ranch.
Yes, most spectacular it is. And they've got a museum of devil skeletons and things like that.
Well, I guess that just
There are dinosaurs everywhere, and I can prove it when I take my phone down.
You have to use your special dino viewer, which shows you where they actually are.
That's pointless.
Yeah.
We're just going to be a bunch of...
It'd be slow motion.
You'll have to play the yakety sax music while we jitter around in our chairs.
And see if I'm walking normal.
This is when I paid $29.
Why is
$29 for that?
Profane and normals
will never understand. Subgenius esoterica. Oh, he's going off to his camera now. Having mentioned
I have a real mode.
It must be checked and put into real-time mode. Oh, he took the camera itself off. Well, it was only a half-hearted attempt to record us in any case.
I know what it is.
I wanted to show you that we're...
I saw what you did.
In fact, if you have the right...
I know what you did last summer.
...filter, I got this from Miskatonic University. It's kind of specially made for me. It'll show you that the ghosts and spirit creatures that are walking around a place like this...
Very well.
Here it is. Oh, wait.
Let's see.
But I'm not interested in the sprites or pixies.
Creatures that you're speaking of.
Yeah, anybody can... you'll get your sprites and pixies anywhere.
Very well.
Oh, my God. There's a triceratops walking right across the
And pixies.
Oh, I remember seeing that.
That looks like a stegosaurus to me.
Look, here. Hold on. You have to hold it. And follow
How could you action. Mistake one
I
for
I see the sound of the triceratops walking, children.
You were covering the lens with your feet.
I thought you were telling me to cover
that's
the lens.
That's the sound of a triceratops eating children.
There's some stegosaurus in the background.
That's the sound of a triceratops
walking
children.
Walking children.
Yeah,
and
children.
Walking on children.
On Philo's head. This is very disturbing. So,
That looks a little more real.
Yeah. Triceratops.
Yes, yeah, that looks good.
Old three-horned face.
Now it looks bad.
Triceratops and Stegosaurus never met. Like Queen
That's right.
Elizabeth
they never were associated.
Of Scots.
That's too loud.
They wouldn't have recognized
Philo Drummond theme, a pulsing TV theme.
Thyreophora were represented in the time of Triceratops by the armored Ankylosaurus and
It's like
Nodosaurus.
The Alvin show, and he's Alvin and you're Dave Seville.
I just heard tonight that guy killed himself.
But now we need to focus on the locus and get some traction on the action.
The guy who created the three chipmunks
needs to stop spinning.
Slew himself by his own hand.
The show is starting now. Now it's the hour of slot.
Your show starts now.
1,700.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It doesn't matter. You know,
the old rotted fence
next day,
about 2 miles from the barn yonder.
God. No, that's not going to happen. I'm sure 22X day, that's got to be it. That's got a ring to it, doesn't it?
It does have a ring to it.
It is our.
It's going to be this
be
year or the year following, according to the prophetess Trixie von Mothersbaugh.
The mathematic equations and whatnots, when will 1998 actually be?
Widgets and whatnots.
It has already come, according to the Dobstown nanoheliograph.
Well, but in that case, these pills are expired, so I prefer to think that it isn't 1998 yet.
It has just come, so those pills are freshly...
So maybe there's hope. Maybe it's tomorrow morning. We got to get up at 6 in the morning, you guys.
Tomorrow? Whose idea was that?
Well, yes, Hal. It's July 4th.
These nosebleeds keep me on my back, you know. I might not be able to...
You get up next day morning.
They're commanding me to be present.
Well, at least I remember that tomorrow the world ends. And some people don't bother to know what day it is.
And you may die.
The day before.
We set up the plate for it.
We, I, Those guys without earphones can hear you. Maybe you should go up here and kick them out of the way.
Put on some earphones so you
really
get on the same page with us.
Like putting a seashell to the ear and hearing the roar of the surf.
Trying to irritate me with this little sound.
I've been talking, listening, doing the whole thing, man. Yeah.
We're what you call color commentary. You guys are the guys doing the stuff on the sidelines, and we're accentuating the
peanut gallery.
Jerry
the King Lawler.
Now, you're Eric Severide to our rocket launch.
We try to make the dirty jokes fly past the censors.
Whee! All right.
Yeah, even if there isn't a delay.
I'm the censor.
That background noise sounds like what my gas station sandwich is doing to me right now.
It is.
Gas station sandwich. Oh, dear.
He actually got that from... This thing is an amazing thing. It actually picked that up.
It is.
And that's what we're listening to. We're listening to...
remote Borborygmus broadcast.
Yeah, Borborygmi Bluetooth.
Borborygmi.
Yeah.
Borborygmi.
Yes, the careful rites and rituals of the Borborygmi people.
That's... Mm-hmm. There you go. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're hopelessly lost in the cisgender patriarchal paradigm with your evil humor.
A Bob Woodsism. Today is in deep ends ants day.
In
he's got ants in his independence.
The ants in your depends are dancing.
In the pants.
Ants in the... I got ants in my pants.
In the pants. Dance day.
And my depends pants.
Hello? Who should I say is calling?
Oh. Al DePantio.
Al DePantio.
Boy,
Al
that
DePantio.
Was some era when you could make prank calls.
I'll cut the Z's on your two cheeks.
No, are we reverting to red again? We did that yesterday.
Did you?
No, we did that this morning. We didn't do that yesterday.
No, that was yesterday.
As in Red's sugary cider, Red's pineapple ale.
Red's tube bar.
Red's, yeah.
Why don't you come over to my joint? You come over here and say it to me. Yeah, red bastard.
See, I don't want to start into that.
No.
It triggers me.
Oh, let's not get triggered here. Personally, a red bastard is a friend of mine, and you, sir.
Red bastard was a friend of mine.
He's a New York...
I know him well.
He's very famous in his performance.
He used to take me fishing all the time.
He used to throw the ball to you when you were just a kid.
They say he shot the president.
I don't think he did.
I don't think he did.
Because
Red Bastard was friend of mine. Oh,
that's a good robot noise, that one is.
A robot.
Yeah, what? Okay, here's a doc. Ask Dr. Howell. Why do some people call them robots and some people call them robits?
I don't know. It always bugged the bejabers out of me.
Too.
Somebody who says robot, you know.
Or robot.
Yeah,
Dr. Howell, actually, Princess, we and I say robot because of you.
Well,
we learned it from you, Dr. Howell.
I'm riffing on it because I find it aesthetically unpleasant not to say robot.
Robot.
Or robot is the way it...
I'm Robert the Robot, the mechanical
Robota,
man,
meaning...
Drive me and steer me wherever you can.
Row, row, row your bot.
So robot is just off...
A raw bit.
It sounds like you're getting ready to say Robitussin.
Rabbit.
Oh, that reminds me.
Oh, yeah.
Down with more quack medicine and nostrils.
Quack.
Robitussin.
Ivan Stang.
No, actually, I don't have
a moment, another dose. Oh, no, see, you're giving
hour.
The robot...
Go ahead, swill
command.
Another shot
whatever that is.
Of,
robot.
Drugstore generic.
Robot slaves in a world economy.
Robot. Usin.
The forbidden book, but I can let you have a copy. EM is a scary book.
Usin.
Right.
Not them and usin.
It could be robot. Robot listen.
Robot thisin.
Robot
them and
thisin.
Robot usin DM.
Aren't you glad you had this chair brought up here for me?
Oh,
you brought
man.
This chair up here for me.
Aren't you
and
glad?
And then you've got Shemp over here. And
look, don't you wish from the audience?
Everybody, dear sister, has something to say.
Where do robots go for lunch?
Where?
To the Robotessen.
Okay, I would
they eat their batteries?
The lube shack, but
they get a fill up, a battery fill up. They plug in their USB connector into the.
Some go to the lube shack.
They jack on.
Some just plug the jack.
There was a long
Futurama
thing about the guilt of robots jacking on.
I believe my Ukrainian ancestors would say rabot.
Well, here's a Yerbota from Karl Chapek's
that's just
play,
more commie fake news.
Rossum's Universal Robot. But why? It means, you know, it derives from the Czech word for worker.
Fuck. I leave. Fuck like bull.
Chapek was Czech, like right? Bull. So Ukrainian wouldn't necessarily cut it. But anyway,
Ukrainian, Ukrainian.
That's actually in the
bull and says,
well, you know, they're merchandising humanoid robots right now here in the city of San Francisco. But only the rich bastards can afford them. They're so expensive.
So it's just a mumble.
A phone is
what? Somebody ought to go liberate some of those bots. I'm just saying.
It's not like you got to worry about FCC, you know.
Okay, here's how it goes. See, I'm covering
FCC
up the mic.
FCC coffee.
You know, that's the first good
first
sound I've had
the morning
that mic
flavor.
So I need to have a hand dampener.
You should keep your hand on your mouth whenever you're on the radio. Yeah.
Okay, No. Is this better?
The other way.
Is this better?
He was telling the story of a hickory bull in the swelter of summer come in his great good time to the sultry biding herd.
I've heard that one.
Time enough when the blood creeps cold and I lie down but to sleep in bed.
Oh, that's right. We're going to be at Drummond Farm next
Why
year,
don't
right?
I do that one?
Tater Farm. Are you a tater farmer now?
With tater don't farmer, do you want to come by and get some taters, or I'll bring them down to you?
Digging taters out of the craters, eh?
Craters out
I'll bring them down to you.
Let's have Beck stay at your place.
I got a lot.
Yeah,
am I bleeding?
Huh?
Am I bleeding?
Where? From where? Your eyes?
Well, you know, you looked at me like I thought I had a hatchet in the back of my head.
Philo, your face is looks
Captain, stop the rocket!
That's my wall.
That was easy.
That was a lot easier than talking.
How do I know?
Let's ease into this slowly.
I'm trying to be funny, Doug, and you walk in here with a face on your head and everything. That's much funnier than anything I could have said.
In this world, that's the only one we can have. Laugh, laugh, laugh.
Laugh.
Yes. Down here pushing buttons and trying to keep you from...
You're pushing my buttons, man.
From your sleep, for one.
That's right.
You kept me from mine. Why shouldn't I keep you from
Let's put one over with Grover.
Oh, that's
Don't
right.
rock the
Philo
boat.
Is vanity.
Give him
now.
Your vote.
No. No, he's 2,000 billion doctors or something, because they were... I got a tape from him today, and they're just talking and talking and talking.
Make Benjamin Harrison bend over. And let's put one over with Grover.
Well, I never...
Okay.
Yes, you did. Don't say you never when you did.
...song by his favorite band from a long time ago, and they are...
When I was a windy boy and a bit, and the black spit of the chapel fold sighed the old ramrod dying of women, I tiptoed shy in the gooseberry wood. The rude owl cried like a telltale tit, and I skipped in a blush as the big girls rolled ninepin down on the donkey's common, and on seesaw Sunday nights I wooed whoever I would. With my wicked eyes, the whole of the moon I would love and leave all the green-leaved little weddings' wives in the cold black bush and let them grieve. When I was a gusty man and a half,
and the black beast of the Beatles' pews. Midwives grew in the midnight ditches. Sighed the old ramrod, dying of bitches. I whistled all night in the twisted flues. Midwives grew in the midnight ditches. And the sizzling beds of the town cried quick whenever I dove in a breast-high fall, wherever I ramped in the clover quilts, whatsoever I did in the cold black night, I left my quivering print. When I was a man, you could call a man, and the black cross of the holy house, sighed the old ramrod, dying of welcome. Not a boy and a bit by the wick dipping moon, but a hillocky bull in the swelter of summer, come in his great good time to the sultry biding herds. I said, oh, time enough when the blood creeps cold, and I lie down but to sleep in bed, for my skulking, sulking, coal black soul. When I was a half of the man I was, and serve me right, as the preachers warn, sighed the old ramrod, dying of downfall. No flailing calf or cat in a flame, or hickory bull in milky grass, but a black sheep with a crumpled horn. At last, the soul from its foul mouse hole slunk pouting out when the limp time came, and I gave my soul a blind slashed eye, gristle and rind and a roarer's life, and I shoved it into the cold black sky to find a woman's soul for a wife. Now I am a man, no more, no more, and a black reward for a roaring life, sighed the old ramrod, dying of strangers. Tidy and cursed in my dove-cooed room, I lie down thin and hear the good bell's jaw. For, oh, my soul found a Sunday wife in the coal black sky, and she bore angels. Harpies around me, out of her womb, chastity prays for me, piety sings, innocence sweetens my last black breath, modesty hides my thighs with her wings, and all the deadly virtues plague my death.
Hey, windy caller, be afraid. It's cold, I know, but go ahead and talk.
Or you won't get any breakfast.
I think we're taking a message from the subzone.
Well, I missed that one.
Little caller, what happened?
Little caller, don't you know who this is?
Shining yes, like we know who this is. Naughty
your
world.
Mama.
It's not Jerry Jeff Caller Jr.
My name is John
Yak, yak, yak.
Up I dabble, slap I, clap a tapo, nap a thap a scap a lover.
A scummy slap a
doctor
help
talks to you.
We shall engage in that interactive salon, which is the hallmark of these presentations. And I'm hoping it'll be a good show, but of course that is entirely dependent on me only.
mostly, because of your questions, which are the engine that drive us forward. Yes. So you covered the nuts and bolts, the screws, the washers, and so forth, of how everything's done. So no one could possibly make a mistake, since now they could do it in their sleep. That's the idea?
That's the idea.
Right. Well, let's hope they won't actually be asleep. In order to move a little forward, a little faster, I don't know if you managed to mention, for example, the side note. That's something we do.
Yes, we do side notes.
If we're yakking up here and you think we didn't cover the subject adequately, you can write down what you'd like added and put it on one of those.
Well, I'm not getting you, though. But I'm getting the guy pushing his little cart of popsicles.
Oh, popsicles!
I can hear that, though, not through the
popsicle.
System.
I want a
yes, you're a little grouchy, you
I
say.
Want a
you know,
I
think that was dwarf number 8. They already had grumpy,
popsicle.
But that is fundamentally different.
Popsicle.
He had arthritis, I think, in his joints.
Arthritis, neuritis, neuralgia.
And a bad case of ennui.
I never saw Roman. Online, I thought I saw some diagram of whole metabolism or something.
A diagram of Roman?
Roman stuff.
Did it show his calcinator ray?
Put it in color, and I must have sent you Roman's row cart, which you can cut out and put together.
Yes, that's his little vehicle that he drives around and not seen in the movie.
You've got Roman's personal vehicle, his row cart.
You know, he can't go everywhere on foot.
Yeah, I sent it to you. Do you still have it? I can send it to you again. Yeah. Well, you know, like the Munster coach or something. I doubt if it's officially approved by Great Gardens.
Star Trek had a lot of...
well, you don't know.
And, you know, like, you know, away team delivery stealth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know
except that they didn't really use wheeled vehicles and they... You know, in the one where they went to the gangster planet, they were having trouble driving the 1920s era cars, and
right,
Spock
right.
was saying helpfully, well, I believe there's a thing you call the clutch, and you put it, and finally Kirk gets it going. And then later on, Kirk is having fun with it, saying, this is great, when I get back to Earth, I want to have one of these.
Which,
a car.
Raised
what a quaint autonomous vehicle.
Under that 1920s broad-brimmed hat, you probably didn't see it.
All the greens are
on the gangster world that they went to.
The gangity-bang gangster planet.
Is it similar to the moon cars they got to drive in real life?
What was right? They're 1920s all the time.
Oh. Well, that's a little runabout. Doesn't need any
now let's not go
license plate.
Running off.
Roll bar, safety equipment, anything that would be heavy.
Wait, Herbie Mann rocks? Like, are you... Is this what you're telling me right now?
This is it?
This is it?
Someone yeah. enthused about it? Herbie Mann.
Yeah, like somebody
Herbie
just,
Man.
They were
not related to Herbie,
blasphemy.
The cartoon character, or any other man, Superman, Batman.
This is Batman.
And Robin.
With exclusive news for KHJ listeners.
It's the Batphone Secret Number Contest presented by Boss Radio.
There's a terrific prize for the first KHJ listener to guess the secret number of our Batphone.
You've seen us answering the Batphone on TV. It's a special hotline Commissioner Gordon uses to contact us whenever there's trouble.
There are 7 digits in the Batphone's secret number. Listen to what you'll win if yours is the first correct answer received by KHJ.
You'll visit Batman and me at 20th Century Fox and be our guest for lunch at the studio.
Then you'll ride to the Batcave in the Batmobile, where Robin and I will present you with a 1966 console color television set.
To visit us and win the color TV, just guess the secret Batphone number.
Here's clue number 1. The numbers 9, 3, and 0 are in the Batphone secret number, though not necessarily in that order.
Send your guess on postcard only, please, to Batman, Box 38, 130, Hollywood. That address is Box 38, 130, Hollywood.
Watch for Robin and me on Channel 7 Wednesday and Thursday nights. And keep it on KHJ for more clues in the Bat Phone Secret Number Contest.
We did this show once in Arizona, and why is that funny? So, oh, believe me, is it just Arizona? Hold on, let's see if it's in Arizona that's funny. Ready?
Arizona.
See, it's not even the smoke pot guys who find it funny, but everybody laughs. Did you get everybody stoned before the show? It's a comeback. Show them your road case. This guy's got a road case for his weed.
Show them your lark pack.
Go on tour to Arizona.
Being prepared, but don't get busted by Sheriff Joe Arpaio. America's sheriff.
Me and Ali,
I forget.
There's
one of this.
Yes, we did. And we did this show, and everybody clapped after every question. It was weird. It was a weird thing. You're not going to do that tonight. So you're like,
but somebody threw the fear of the Lord.
What a wonderful idea.
Bob.
Oh, yes. Right.
I have a feeling there's not going to be all that much happening until the exes get here Friday morning.
At the Academy Award-winning film,
we're going to be stuck with a Bob Tism in that reeking pond again.
Exceed his grasp, or what's a heaven for?
Yes, but I always perform that ceremony
after X Day.
Hands
on
ceremony.
The saucers in the careful recreation of the pond there, or it'll be in the pond itself where they've installed a filter, which
they
say filters out all the impurities.
That's the funniest question I get every X Day.
What was it?
Do we have an itinerary? What's the schedule?
What is the schedule? We'll check your brochure.
I'm going to be asked that all day long. When is the baptism? What's the schedule?
Check your brochure.
Like there was a schedule.
It's in the brochure.
Why don't you check out the...
It's in the brochure, bro.
Every year, and then no one ever looks at it or even picks it up.
It's got the last word in there, the wisdom of the ages.
At the end of X Day, it's like I print up 75 brochures, and when I'm cleaning up,
besides,
74
you
of them
know you want
left.
One as a priceless souvenir of this
right,
occasion.
A memento
of informative things.
Yeah, it's got the Dobstown nanoheliograph paper.
But look under schedule there, up in the upper left hand of this jazzy document. And
That's the last thing any subgenius looks at is the instructions. That's one of those distinguishing things between the emergentiles and the
distinguished. Perhaps the instructions are not for them, but for you to indemnify yourself. You can say that you put out instructions as to what to do, but they did not follow.
The emergentiles write the instructions.
The golden calf of the conspiracy while you were on the mountain communicating with Dobbs.
I'm just checking out the...
Well, it is. What question get answered, Philo? I tell thee it is on the day after X Day. After the 5th, it will either be on the holodeck or out in the muck and the tick-infested...
Right. As usual, we'll have either... If we're lucky, it'll be on the holodeck, but we have to be ready for the infested pond.
Yes, so the ticks on the holodeck are augmented special effects, unfortunately.
AR, we call it.
Yes.
But the ones in the pond are
mind-breaking special effects.
Nature in the raw.
Yeah.
And I because I felt things attach themselves to me while
yes,
I was
little
there.
Sucking mouths.
But anyway,
well, the Candiru toads are certainly good. This isn't really the time of year for
you
them.
You have to stimulate them before they
are. Mino like Candiru toad.
All right, those are the ones. They are the ones that swim up your urethra. But as I said, you have
Dr.
to...
Dr. Drummond, don't talk unless you have something
stop,
to say into the microphone.
Playing those urethra Franklin
records.
Yes,
swim up your peace dream.
They swim up
a dream of peace.
So what does the instructions say for today?
The instructions for today.
Today's Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday.
They say, all day. Relax, settle back, and enjoy
Wednesday
our feature
too
presentation.
Hot, wet.
You know,
stay
I'm kind
cafe.
Of getting, stay at cafe. There.
Three chargers. Watch the live radio show.
Yeah, doing that. Yeah.
And or jamming and ranting.
Right. Jamming
that's
about the scrapple we lay waste
that's
stuff
like
about
everything.
That's not
little we see
because,
in nature that is ours.
Not for us to know yet.
Okay, but aside from that, and if you'll move your eye down the column,
then
you'll
Thursday,
see.
Forget what day it is, totally revised schedule, stay up all night and upset everyone.
Eyeball us. Yes, that's what we do. And then a little bit further down,
all
past
right.
the...
On Friday at 7, July 5th, 7 a.m., we will be exiting with... The exists.
Yes.
And the sex goddesses.
Exit only.
Is that so?
In the pleasure saucers.
Next 6 floors.
So the rest of this is meaningless. What's the point?
But it says that the baptism is after the moment of the rupture.
That doesn't mean anything.
Well, it means that the baptism will not take place before the rupture.
Or everybody goes back to bed for a while, followed by hours of cursing, moaning, and excuses in the cafe.
See, we have it
or
covered.
Or various camps. Ask Dr. Howe.
Yeah,
Bulldog
come see
auction,
my show.
Rants and Jams.
Rants in your jammies.
It's Saturday.
Baptism.
Recuperate from Friday, the baptism in the pond at 2 p.m.
2 p.m.
Costume or not party.
Be there or
and
be square.
At 4 p.m., more Bulldog auction, noise on stage, followed by surviving performance.
Noise is off.
And a bob burning.
Now, costume or not, does that refer to a clothes optional lifestyle?
Yeah, costume or not, party.
Well, all sorts of things are coming up, as you can see. So, there's ample reason. Philo.
Sunday, slacking, jamming, last-minute conversions.
Yes.
So, yeah, see, it's carefully prepared. Andrew the Impaled is coming. I don't know about the other guy, but he usually puts on a great show, or two.
Yes.
The one is the disgusting show.
I'm sure glad I found
the show involving self-mutilation and trying the flesh.
And then his other
the
show.
The mortification of the flesh, I believe.
Inspired music reminiscent
is the idea.
Of Tom Lehrer.
Quite reminiscent.
She said she'd always love me as long as life goes on. She said she'd keep hold of me. Turns out she was wrong. She called me her one and only. In my ear she'd softly sigh that I'd never again be lonely. That was just a lie. I guess I've been had. I guess I've been had. And if it wasn't for the cash I spent fixing up her car, well, I wouldn't feel so bad. I never saw it coming. I didn't realize we were near the end. And that I would soon be slumming, even though I just paid the rent. I thought I made all the right moves, and that things between us were cool. I guess I've been had. I guess I've been had. And if it wasn't for the time I wasted cleaning her garage, well, I wouldn't feel so bad. That ain't no euphemism neither. We never did fight. We always got along. We rock it all night. Oh yeah, our loving was strong. We made a good team. At least so I thought. But then again, that's a perception. It's something I ain't got. Right?
Good job.
She said, oh, that's nothing. She said that they're just friends. Turns out that was something, and that something was the end. I guess I've been had. I guess I've been had. And if it wasn't for the fact he was my roommate back in school, well, I wouldn't feel so bad. I guess I've been had. I guess I've been had. And if it wasn't for the fact I could have been with Cheryl Moore, wasn't for the fact I just installed a brand new floor, if it wasn't for the fact she stood there grinning at the door, well, I wouldn't feel so. I wouldn't feel so. I wouldn't feel so.
That was Andrew the Impaled and Liberty Tubes. And this is Hour of Slack number 1755, which I've been editing this one in the car, in my bed, and right now I'm walking the dogs into the forest. This was recorded... God, settle down, you dogs. Jeez. This was recorded at 22X Day last summer with Dr. Hal and myself.
Except that I left. Little CD player.
It'll have to be taken apart. It looks as if there's been some violent attempt to get to this disc with a screwdriver.
Really?
The door is not there anymore, or is partly open or something. There's no access port.
See, I just assumed
can't push
it
wasn't working.
So I brought in this cheap. I bring in this cheap little DVD player I got at the White Elephant sale years ago. Have it here with me now. It plays CDs well enough.
Yes, there's that. But it's difficult to pick a certain.
But I'm not leaving that place until there's a stack of six CD players all broken. You know, on top of each other.
But it was none, actually. There aren't any don't call that. That's for KPFA. That's not for here. 848. No. Don't call that. And don't call here either. I don't even know how to answer the phone. Maybe it doesn't work.
Beautiful sounds enhance the show.
So you have questions, we got answers here.
Bishop Joey, can't dance, but he'll steal your money. Watch him more and rob you blind.
First, we'll answer those
questions. What is your question,
Bishop Joey?
State short question, please. At this time, the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, ends its Bobcast day on listener-supported RadioValencia.fm. We hope you've enjoyed tonight's episode and hope equally that you will join us for a future episode, which, now that you have heard this one, should not seem entirely unfamiliar. And on the third Sunday of January, the 16th, I believe, watch my live show on Twitch via Zoom, as easily obtainable through the website at AskDrHalShow.com. There is only one dot in that string of letters, and that's between W and C. That's to say, DR, the customary abbreviation of the word doctor, is not followed by a dot. Repeat, is not followed by a dot. And now that that is clear, the gates, the magic casements opening on the foam of perilous seas in fairy lands forlorn may be open to you, adventurous ones, who wish to
to proceed further. But for now, as we watch this grainy film of ducks on a pond, which always seems to be shown at this time, we are forced, willy-nilly and a trifle chilly, to confront our own mortality. Yet mourn we not, this fustian life is short, and I will be back before you again. Why, the time will fly by. And as it does, I will say good night and good morning.